let's talk about Sunday. And once again, we've come back around again to Bernstein in a way, because the 88th Symphony is one that he conducted a lot. And so I wondered, first of all, when you and the BSO talked about the programming you would do this weekend, was that, did they suggest this as something that you might do? Or was this an idea that you thought, well, I'd love to do some Haydn, maybe the 88th would be good?
Mm. Yeah, you know, this was very easy. It was 2 years ago when I was here, we were talking with Tony. Tony Fogdan is the more amazing man to speak about our programming, you know, and also one of the best managers, artist administrator of any orchestra in the world. It was very easy. We spent only half an hour talking about this and talking about the programs that he conducted. And of course, immediately arrived at all this 40th Symphony of Mozart, and was also one of his most famous pieces, all the last symphonies that he conducted very well with Vienna Philharmonic. But also, immediately we talk about Haydn. I was delighted. I love Haydn. I am fanatic of Haydn, and I propose him to do some symphonies, but immediately Tony told me, hey, why no 88? He insists with me, why no 88? And I never did 88, I did 85 and other ones. But I say, yes, I am always ready to do a Haydn symphony, because it's plenty of joy and beauty in all of these symphonies, and there are a lot, 104, no, 104 symphonies. Okay, I think we must do more Haydn to understand the beauty of the music and the quality of the music.
Well, there are so many of them that, in a way, it can't be that surprising that 88 wouldn't have been one that you'd done before. How could anyone actually conduct all of them unless they really focused on them for an intense period of time? But given that that you hadn't done it before, was there something you found in 88? You no doubt knew it from recordings and performances, but did you find something as a conductor preparing this that surprised you about the 88th Symphony?
I think the 88th is joy. It's a joy. It's something that I understand why this man enjoy conducting this piece, no? Because it's perfect for him. All this contrast, all this character, spicy, all this life that is inside the symphony, no? The beauty also, Salamento, the slow movement, no? And the dance character very strong and marcato in the scherzo. No? I think it's very close to understand. It's very easy to understand, and was close to Bernstein, no? Because it's written for him.
That's right. And at the same time, it was written, I think, something within about a year of the Mozart 40th. And so they go well together, just from a chronological perspective. But also the 40th by Mozart. You know, it's always in minor. There's very little of the piece that ever even goes into a major key. So it has this, when you look at it on paper, in a description, it would appear to be a very dark symphony, very maybe tragic even. But I don't know. I kind of personally don't find it so tragic. I find it kind of energetic, kind of invigorating. I wonder how you've always thought about the 40th Symphony by Mozart.
I agree with you, no? This is a tragic, in some point of view, tragic symphony, of course, because it was after the death of one of the daughters of Mozart, no? The daughter, then when he was sick, Mozart, to try to change the character of her and to be happy, play a little passage of the Papageno, no? Tiam, 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 faster. And immediately the daughter was up, no? And this was between 39 and 40 symphony. When she died, we listened in the second movement and his beauty in this 40 symphony. You know, you discover the same structure of the Papageno that he used faster for enjoy his daughter. Now he's using with I don't know what to say, which is this character, but it's the same structure, taking the slower in the accompaniment of the flute. Tia, 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 tia. Then is in some point of view, it's tragedy, but at the same time, it's beauty and it's happiness. What to say? It's possible he put the spirit of his daughter in this type of gentle Paganeno character, and put also in minor tonality in the second movement. It's amazing. It's something that only a genius can do it.
That is a connection I did not know before. Thank you for that. That's terrific.
Yeah.
You've worked with Gil Shaham, I'm sure, in many places and many times, yeah. But we here in Boston have a document of a time that you worked with. So you released his recording of the Britain Violin Concerto, which is an amazing recording you guys did. Was it 2012, maybe?
Yeah,
something like that.
It was in live concerts, yeah. So we didn't do any parts. It was completely he chose the best things of our three concerts.
Yeah.
But he played amazing. He's a wonderful violinist, a wonderful friend also.
Yeah. So he's doing the Prokofiev First Concerto, and so I aside from whatever you might have to say about Gil, he's one of my favorite violinists too. But what does he bring specifically to this piece? Like, what are the qualities of a Prokofiev concerto that Gil can really bring out as he does it with the orchestra and you?
As a first concerto of Prokofiev, I think is a lyrical concerto, no? And it's very close to the idea to the symphony, and it's really singing all the time, no? But also have a dark view in some moments in the concerto, in the second movement. I think the virtuosity is put in as a service for the lyrical passage, for the expressivity, no? And I think this is one of the qualities that Gil can do amazing things, no? Because he's a great expressive man, no?
And from your point of view, and as the conductor of the concerto, is Prokofiev one of those composers that demands a little bit more attention to the texture, the interaction of different instruments with the soloist? How does that work for you with the BSO and with Gil?
I think Prokofiev is very clear in the textures, I think, because he's written very, very, very well, no? Classical symphony, a lot of symphonies. The theme or the character or the spirit is very, very, very clear, no? But it's very demanding the point of view of the virtuosity. And for me also, in this concerto, for example, there's a lot of change of movements. And they have also a very clear relation, you know, and you must be ready for the new idea. But when you go to this idea, it's very clear, no? But in the transition, sometimes it's the difficult things in the Prokofiev concertos.
Well, thank you for being here once again, Juanjo, and for your time this morning. I really appreciate you talking through both of these programs. Terrific stuff, and I'm looking forward to the concerts. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.